Joining me now, Susanna Guthrie, consumer editor at drive.com.au. Good afternoon, Susanna.
Good afternoon, Tony.
Now, how many dogs do you have in this fight? You're a driver, we know that.
I'm a driver and I have another dog, which is, I don't want to call him a dog, but my little boy. So I am a mother.
Yep.
And I am firmly on team mum in this instance, obviously. And also, who are these people who care so little about what other people think that they're, you know, up for the criticism that could come if they park in these spots? I care too much. I'll admit it. I'm a people pleaser. So even if I didn't have a little boy, I would still be avoiding those spots. Just out of, I don't know, common courtesy.
Well, that's what it hinges on, isn't it? I mean, Seinfeld was a show basically about manners. And do you remember the episode where their car got destroyed when they parked it in a disabled spot? Do you remember that? So that's one extreme. What do you think should be done to people who are not with a child who park in one of these spots?
Okay, so I was thinking about this at length and I was wondering what the test is, because I actually second guess. I park in them fairly regularly if I can get one. And as the lady said, I think in the TikTok video, you know, they're hard to find purely because probably some people who shouldn't be in them are taking them. But I second guess parking in them even when I have my son with me but I don't have my pram, because I'm worried someone's going to say, where's your pram?
Because, yeah,
you know, the icon shows the pram. So I think what we should do as a test to see if these people really are parents is make them assemble a portable pram on the spot, because you can only do that if you have a child. Yeah. Otherwise, it's impossible. So that's my solution.
That's true. Now do it with 3 hours sleep.
Exactly. Try parking. Do you know what? Try parallel parking or any kind of parking, really, on 3 hours sleep. I dare you, and I can tell you only parents can do that as well.
Okay. What do you think should be done? Is there a penalty that needs to be applied? Is there a name and shame website we should go to see people who have scoffed at this particular? Well, it's not a law, though. But that's the thing.
This is it. So this is the problem. I like the idea of the public registry, but no, I think the problem here is that all of these spaces tend to be in private car parks, and we kind of know that even any kind of fine in a private car park is hard to enforce because it's not council operated, and thus you have issues with obtaining people's information. So really there is no enforcement here other than the public opinion, the law of public opinion. So I would just say give them a death stare, ask them to put a pram together, yeah, ask them to parallel park, and then, you know, failing that, give them your child and say, here you go, now you can park in this spot, take care of my kid for the day, and you've earned your spot.
But you're not to be trifled with under any circumstances, Susanna. Can I ask you this question? Now, our 17-year-old has started driving. So according to this, could he drive me to the shopping centre and we could park in... could we get away with that under what? Under your definition of who can park there and who can't?
If he can fit in a pram, I think you should try it. As long as you're getting away from the car in a pram, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
And if you can prove you're biologically, or, you know, if you can prove you raised them in whatever capacity, I'm fine with it, because you've earned it. As all parents know, you've earned accessible parking if you're a parent, because being a parent is very hard. So, but I think tradies and people without kids, you can get out of there.
All right. As I said, it's one of those undeclared civil wars. Susanna Guthrie, we know what side you're on. Thank you so much.